640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Storms are possible today in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida as the power is still out for hundreds of thousands in Houston after a strong system hit the city Thursday. At least seven people were killed, CBS's Dave Malkoff reports.
Just north of Houston, rounds of extreme weather have slammed the area in recent weeks, and residents there are still shaken up.
All this was someone's house.
Everyone's lives. Just on the street.
As the cleanup continues, officials are urging non-essential workers to stay off the streets and roads and continue to have patience with first responders.
The National Weather Service says four tornadoes touched down in the Pittsburgh area yesterday. Golfer Scottie Scheffler played well at the PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky, after he was arrested, charged with assault for allegedly not following police orders at the scene of a fatal accident. Correspondent Danya Backus.
An attorney for Scheffler described it as a misunderstanding and denies the golfer assaulted the officer with his vehicle. Scheffler said in a statement that he was proceeding as directed by officers and that he never intended to disregard any of the instructions. Scheffler eventually teed off after the chaotic morning, shooting a 5 under 66, one stroke better than his Thursday round.
President Biden is in Atlanta this weekend for campaign events and to deliver the commencement address at Morehouse College tomorrow. Some students oppose the speech because of their views on the Israel-Hamas war, but others are embracing the president's visit.
Just having a standing president at your commencement speaking, that's obviously historical.
Former President Donald Trump will address members of the NRA in Texas later today. CBS News Dallas reporter Bo Evans.
Gun supporters will be packed in there. They are expected to be there for President Trump's speech. He is obviously a big draw. Governor Greg Abbott will also be speaking. Organizers for the NRA expect more than 75,000 people to attend, and it's the largest gathering of Second Amendment supporters, according to the NRA.
Trucks carrying aid to Gaza rolled across a new U.S.-built pier, David Martin explains.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says that in addition to the 1,000 soldiers and sailors conducting the mission, a small force of U.S. troops is protecting the causeway anchored to the shore. A Pentagon official says the troops are at the end of the causeway, about 500 yards offshore, and will not violate President Biden's order of no American boots on the ground in Gaza. Further out to sea, an American destroyer is standing by, ready to shoot down any incoming rockets or missiles.
This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Voters in Wisconsin may start using unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes again this year. The Wisconsin Supreme Court recently heard oral arguments in a challenge to the state's ban. Mike Mohn has more.
In 2022, the state's highest court and its then-conservative majority ruled that drop boxes should be limited to election clerk offices. But with a liberal majority now in place, the court is revisiting the issue. Drop boxes have become popular with voters in a post-pandemic world. Janelle Ludwig-Krause leads the group Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, says many people benefit from having different places to securely return their absentee ballots.
Busy farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
She adds drop boxes help voters in both urban and rural areas. Broader debates about this option tend to focus on whether the boxes invite fraud and could be tampered with, but the Bipartisan Policy Center says they're set up by government officials and are often under 24-hour surveillance. Krause further points out that with drop boxes helping voters all around Wisconsin, more people from all kinds of backgrounds would have their say on key issues come election time.
There are special interest groups in Wisconsin that have worked really, really hard to make it hard for regular people in Wisconsin to vote. You know, they want to protect the status quo.
Conservative justices, along with those representing the Republican-led legislature, were critical of arguments to overturn the 2022 opinion. However, liberal justices appeared receptive to the belief that the original ruling was flawed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine 82. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 62. Sunshine and a high of 75 on your Sunday. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high near 79. Tuesday, more showers and storms and highs back to the upper 70s.
Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we kick off the week leading up to Memorial Day weekend with a round of the good, the bad, and oh, please, can we make it stop? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Face of my conscience, coming to understand myself, clear out all the old cobwebs.
2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, hour number two. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios in downtown, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. I'm joined by the Mighty Max Martinson. How you doing, Max, here in hour two?
I'm good.
Good.
Close. Maddie's my mom's name.
All right.
When she does on-air stuff, so that's pretty close.
Love it. So, well, glad you're here. And then my guest, Mary Berg, has decided to stick around. This is her third year joining us here to talk about hot fun in the summertime. In the first hour, I played that song and forgot to cite Sly and the Family Stone, and I think that's important to do. We're also joined by my very good friend and closest advisor here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, Mary Jane Sanchez. So it's a duo of Marys, and very noteworthy. Yesterday was my mother's birthday. She would have been 93, I believe, so keeping her close at heart. And you know, one of her favorite albums of all time, probably one of mine, is Carole King's Tapestry. And I mention this because Mary was talking earlier about some of these new mental health initiatives that Parks and Rec are doing, bringing people together, meetups and whatnot, and also some great data on how isolation and loneliness impacts our health, mental health and physical health, strokes, diabetes, heart disease. And my mother used to play Carole King's Tapestry in her religion classes, or what we Catholics used to call CCD, because she believed, you know, Carole King was such an advocate for fighting loneliness and isolation and being good neighbors and better citizens. And I think my mom used to call her this Jewish songstress. My mom made her a Catholic saint, the patron saint of loneliness. And so fondly remembered both of them. It's neat because I think if there's a top 100, that Tapestry still might be in the top 10 of all time. Just fantastic album. And so I played it a lot on my show, so I thought I'd give it a break today. But we have, calling in for the first time, her maiden voyage on our farmer's market, on our opening day at the farmer's market for WEK. So is Susie there or no? We lost her? Well, maybe she'll call back. I'm sure she'll call back. So my apologies, Susie, if you're listening. She may have been distracted by some visitors to the farmer's market saying, how do I download this Civic Media app? How do I call in the show? And hopefully Greg will call in. I think he was going to promise to give us a little bit of the Carol Minute, Greg Wansnyder, who had some really great questions. And I'm glad that he did, because he had mentioned, Greg, as many of you know, is visually impaired. He talked about some of the Braille services at the Parks office in terms of the signage. So I think that's wonderful. We're doing a lot more in terms of inclusion to allow Parks and Rec for people with disabilities of all kinds. That's fair to say, right?
Absolutely.
So, and I also want, you know, Greg also calls from the Civic Media app. He said last week he had no problem downloading it. So it is that easy to do. Mary had just done it. She's really excited to have it now. So, and again, while you're at the farmer's market, you can still enjoy listening to us while you source your produce and fruits and books and all these other great jewelry, all these great offerings, fantastic food. You can eat from the food trucks while you're shopping around. So it's I can't wait to get out there. Unfortunately, I'll be leaving for Kenosha after the show for my daughter's softball tournament, but you can count on me. Next Saturday should be a little more wide open for me to do some shopping. I may have to send a personal shopper, actually, with my daughter's softball schedule coming up. So Mary, we'd covered so much, but we're still only about halfway there
right.
in terms of what our city offers with Parks and Rec. So, Mary, you've got the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, we can mention again pickleball, which you can try this summer. If
yes.
you haven't already gotten out there.
Fastest growing sport.
We have over 50 people volunteering to help facilitate activities within our community.
Isn't that something?
And we have 24 courts. I mean, they are jam-packed full. People love playing pickleball. So if you haven't tried it, this may be your summer to try it. We also have fitness classes or an array of fitness classes. We have a Fit in the Park program. So on Mondays, the first and third Monday of the month, you can go behind the Rotary building from 6 to 7. You don't need to pre-enroll and participate in an outdoor Zumba class. So
sure.
Again, as Don, you mentioned earlier, putting things on your calendar,
yeah.
and that's kind of what you need to do is just go through your activity guide and fill up your calendar.
Hey, and I wanted to add something. It's not Parks and Rec, but it is city related. And I think it's also a great opportunity for people to get involved and get connected is that you can apply for the city's local government academy. The next session is coming up. It's a hands-on program that allows you to learn more about your city government and civic engagement opportunities. The program allows you to learn more about the city's operations and services. Widen your network of relationships with city staff, departments, boards, and decision makers. Discover opportunities to become more civically involved. And as an alderman, I got to participate in one of these. And Parks and Rec is well attended both in terms of people participating in the academy and also contributing in some of the sessions. And I have to say what led to the success that I believe I had as an alder was we have a very accessible city staff, very responsive too. And so when I would get a grievance or a suggestion or someone with an immediate issue, and I guess as it related to Parks and Rec would be the trees.
Sure.
Or that issue we had with Predman Park, which the Parks and Rec was a champ at coming up with some great solutions. It really is wonderful to see all the things going on there at one of the smaller parks in the city.
Sure.
It's I drove by the other night and it was cars all around with Blazer softball, and brought back fond memories of when my daughter was playing at the younger levels. And the new basketball court looks amazing. That new playground is outstanding. And it's just great to see everybody enjoying that tiny little space, and there's still a lot of green space left. So don't forget, you can sign up at the Leadership Academy. The deadline to apply is July 5th, and the sessions, it's 7 sessions that run from September to November. So it's not like this. I think it gives you, again, a good time to really plan that out. And speaking of events, I wanted to add another little wrinkle that Mary would appreciate, because we were talking about with both of our experiences in events planning, me with restaurants and I guess now media, and then you with all the event planning that the city has going on. I get an email from a guy called the Bowtie Economist. His name's Elliot Eisenberg. Great guy. He consults for one of my clients, and he's a great speaker for future events. But this was his Friday file. And in Drumheller, Alberta, in Canada, the city of Alberta's attempt to set the record for the largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs failed due to high turnout. While a Guinness World Records adjudicator was present and counted over 3,000 people, they all had to stay in the designated area for 1 minute after being counted, but many wandered off. So due to what they're calling the Tyrannosaurus Wreck, WRECK, the 2019 record of 252 set in Los Angeles remains. Isn't that something? You get 3,000 people all dressed as dinosaurs, but they failed. They couldn't stay together for a minute. I'm sure you've got some stories, too, about some of the, the pitfalls in our event planning, human error and whatnot. And so
there's always unexpected things that happen.
The key is just to continue to smile. And
that's right.
It's one thing I learned is that, you know, every problem has a 5-minute solution. So, and I got to say too, as I've, a lot of the events I've attended that have the City of Waukesha's brand on it, Parks and Rec in particular, have always been wildly successful, I think.
Thank you.
So, and did we, I know we talked about Tribute Tuesday, but we didn't really talk as much about the schedule.
No, we haven't talked about the schedule. So on the second Tuesday of the month, we have our Tribute Tuesday concerts featuring Eric Clapton, Justin Timberlake, the 2000s, and Foreigner, all great choices.
Foreigner,
so again,
all right.
We try to find different bands every year, tribute bands, and that's really a great opportunity. At
the turnout's always fun.
At Cutler Park. Yep. Oh, it is.
There was one a couple summers ago. It was a Fleetwood Mac tribute band because I really wanted to see it. And I love that. Like, Rumors is another one of those great albums of all time. But it was like the hottest day on earth.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my daughter. I wanted to bring my daughter and just show her what, you know, some great music. And she leans more towards country, tragically. That's her mom's fault. No, I'm kidding. Love you, Melissa. But that Rumor, you know, Fleetwood Mac had transformed from heavy blues to like more kind of folk rock that was becoming big in the 70s. And Rumors was just a brilliant album. A lot of that work they did in that time was what made them, you know, like one of the great bands. And so I was really looking forward to showing my daughter. Like, this was what Dad liked when he was your age. And it was just, we ended up going to Culver's for ice cream. So I'm Aaron Riley there. So I knew I wasn't the only stooge for missing it. But I hope you bring back the Fleetwood Mac tribute band at some in one of these years.
Sure.
So, but a great lineup notwithstanding.
It is a great lineup. I will remind people for Tribute Tuesdays this year, our August and September concerts will be at Frame Park because we're doing some work on the sidewalks at Cutler Park. So
that'll be fun right there.
And will they be
around the diamond too? They'll go right into the field, or is it more?
It's gonna be in the little amphitheater.
The amphitheater, yeah.
That's just down from the diamond, between the diamond and the formal gardens. So
yeah, that's great.
So that'll be a nice venue as well. A change of pace.
I'm happily reminded too about, and as we approach Memorial Day, one of the amazing events that Parks and Rec, and I know Joanna Adamicki was a big planner in that, was the moving wall, the Vietnam Veterans moving wall, the memorial wall, replicated on the one in Washington, D.C. And to me, who's visited one in D.C. when I used to live there, the moving wall is much more impressive because it's right there in your town. And each night started with night number one. We honored the sons and daughters killed in action from the different communities. So first night was Waukesha. Pissing rain, it was awful, but it was still nice to be able to do that and to turn up. But the next few nights were really nice. We had like Brookfield, some of the other Waukesha County communities, a mayor would come each night and they'd have a nice little tribute, and very moving. It's something I'm planning on doing at my show next week, is to name off, to have a moment for the 14 sons of Waukesha killed in action in Vietnam. So, but hey, so much more to talk about here and this week in Waukesha with Mary Berg from Parks and Rec. And we're going to see what Mary Jane's going to be doing with our parks this summer. Here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK. Opening day for WAUK at the Farmers Market. Stick around. Oh, way to go, Matt. You can go your own way.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help.
Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening This Week in Waukesha. And that is DJ Jazzy Jeff and the artist formerly known as the Fresh Prince, Will Smith, with Summertime. That brings back memories of my younger days. Fun little jam there. And we are celebrating summer already. We're doing our summer planning, our annual summer planning with Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager for the City of Waukesha's Park Rec and Forest Street Department.
Thank you.
So really glad to have you on.
Happy to be here.
You bet. What's next?
We can talk about Buckner Fest. We talked about We talked about Buckner Park quite a bit.
Okay.
But
we have a caller. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Is it Susie? No. Okay. Hi. Is this Greg? Hey,
no, this is Triple G back again. Sorry, I had to.
Hey, no worries.
Out there for a minute.
You got it. Hey, give us a Carroll minute. What's going on there lately? I saw we had two commitments for basketball, but didn't get the names in schools. One's from Franklin, but go ahead.
Yeah, not too much. Carroll University is, of course, on a break after commencement. I don't know too much, honestly, about the basketball players, but as you and I know, Don and Mary, Don and I were privileged to cover some of the Carroll football and Carroll basketball games.
Along with Johnny Watermelon.
Johnny Watermelon, yes.
Johnny
and,
Dubs.
Yeah, Johnny Dubs. Yeah, G Dubs and Johnny Dubs. No, I'm Triple G. But we were privileged to do that. And I've talked to some of the coaches and Coach Buddha and Coach Garrett Holly.
Great guy.
I'm very excited about the football team this year.
Good.
And hopefully we'll get to cover some games, Don, for Civic Media. And
let's see what we can come up with.
Yeah. So, but Carol did graduate. One of the seniors who graduated, of course, will be sorely missed on the basketball team for the women's, Lauren Soike.
Yes.
Don, you recall that name. She was on
Nicolet High School. Right?
Yeah, women's basketball team. So she'll be sorely missed.
Sure. Great leader.
At Carroll. So,
Terrific. Hey, and, Greg, you reminded me, there's, you know, people refer to Milwaukee as small Waukee, which I believe to be very true. Waukesha is also small Waukee. And case in point, Coach Buddha, Mike Budashevsky, the head coach of Carroll University, is a first cousin with Lynette Kalmage, executive director of the Waukesha Education Foundation. And the reason I mention that is I saw a lot of Lynette, on Wednesday night at the scholarship night. She was busy giving out, I believe it was over $54,000 worth of scholarships to these young students at Waukesha South. And I guess the other two high schools as well. I think that might be the total. But I believe that number last year was like 40,000. So that foundation continues to grow and they're doing amazing things for our youth, grants for teachers as well. But I wanted to mention, go ahead, Greg.
Scholarships continue to be an important part of education. I noticed on the Waukesha Rotary, they gave out a few,
they were there.
One scholarship the Waukesha South event. So yeah.
Terrific. But I wanted to say, again, might have been like over 30 scholarships that the foundation gave. So Lynette was on the dais a lot. The MCs kept bringing her up. It was pretty, they kind of had some fun with that. But good fun when you consider the tremendous support. But one of the new scholarships, it was an inaugural scholarship. Diane Voigt, a member of the school board, was presented, and the scholarship is in her family's name in honor of her mother, another educator who had passed away a year before. And she says, shameless self-promotion here, but the winner of this inaugural scholarship was a young man who wants to study secondary education and was inspired by his mother, who's an educator. And as soon as they mentioned that he's going to Eau Claire, I admit that's my son, Evan Stout, and was extremely proud of him. He'd also won a booster scholarship. So many other amazing winners. Reed Miller had won many scholarships, including the Herb Cole scholarship, which is like they give out 100 of those to students around the state, $10,000. So it really is a great honor, and really excited for Reed, who's going to be attending the University of Wisconsin. Meredith Marks, who I'd mentioned earlier, really cleaned up, and could not be prouder of her. Older brother Evan, I knew he played football with my son, and he's doing amazing things at MSOE. And Meredith, I'm sure, is going to do wonderful things at St. Norbert. And third generation black shirt, and so looking for. I know she'll be back someday, coming back home. And got so many other kids. Adriel Diaz had won many scholarships, including the Noah Moroz Memorial Scholarship, and very deserving young student athlete. Great, just a wonderful kid. He'll also be attending the University of Wisconsin. And there were a couple students that weren't there because they're working on their clinicals. They're in the Health Academy, Washington, so they're over at WCTC working on that. But there were many of those students who'd won some scholarships, and well-deserving. And fantastic to see, as I'm sure Greg would attribute, our students continuing their education here in the Shaw, whether it's at Carroll or WCTC, and doing great things for our community. So, and is that 3 minutes there? Okay, 3 minutes here. So, hey, Greg, thanks so much for calling in. Let's do this again next week. And I know I owe you a coffee date, so I'll be sure to reach out when things slow down for me, okay?
Today, I'll just mention really quickly, I'm going to be at Ethnos 360 Bible Institute for their graduation of seniors. So,
terrific. Great. Thanks for sharing that.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day, Greg. Okay, thanks again. So,
you too. Bye-bye.
Greg mentioned Ethnos Bible. That's the old resort. And when John Shane Connect was on the show, he said you could still get a tour of that place and imagine what it was like during the resort area. He says it's extremely impressive. Mary Jane.
We grew up not too far from there, and that's the old New Tribes Bible Institution. But we used to go sledding down that hill, and that was absolutely crazy. It was Suicide Hill for sure.
Yeah, I'll say.
I will mention there's an
Parks and Rec isn't doing that.
But there's an opportunity with Ethnos 360 to tour that as part of Waukesha Unlocked, which is October 12th and 13th.
Count me in.
So again, mark your calendars.
Count me in.
Waukesha Unlocked, you can get your tour of that building.
That's terrific. So, and very pleased to announce that my one of my legal advisors, James Centel, has just entered the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. He prepares for his upcoming show at 9 o'clock. They call it Amicus, a law review. I call it Atticus because James Centel embodies the spirit of Atticus Finch. And so looking forward to his show coming on next. And speaking of law and politics too, it is campaign season. So my guest on June 1st, I have two candidates for state, Kevin Riley and the Davidic Samuel D'Amico, and then running for state, Megan Locke. And, Megan, one of her volunteers, came by for signatures yesterday down Empire Drive. And so it's good to see that active spirit going on. And then on June 8th, we're waiting on, hopefully I'll have commitments from incumbent Scott Allen for that state seat that Kevin and Sam are running for. Should be my guest. So hopefully we'll get that nailed down, as well as the incumbent state Senate senator in that that district. And so how are we doing on time here, Max? Okay, so we're going to continue this conversation with Mary Berg, Parks and Rec, and so much more on this beautiful Saturday here on This Week in Waukesha, WAUK.
It's late in the day and I ain't been on the court yet. To the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. More than half a million customers are still without power in the Houston area after strong storms rolled through Thursday, according to Power Outage USA. CBS's Dave Balkoff.
The wicked winds flipped big rigs, uprooted trees, and collapsed a crane on a cement truck, killing the driver.
The National Weather Service says four twisters also hit the Pittsburgh area yesterday, including one near the city zoo. Spokesperson Alex Colley.
There are some trees down, tree limbs.
The number one golfer in the world is looking ahead to today's third round of the PGA Championship after playing well in the second following his arrest for allegedly not following police orders at a fatal accident in Louisville, Kentucky.
I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. Part of my warm-up, I was just sitting there waiting.
President Biden will deliver the commencement address tomorrow at Morehouse College in Atlanta. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Game two of the Brewers and Astros coming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The two teams playing at Minute Maid Stadium in Houston, where over 1 million people are without power, millions of dollars of damage after a 100-mile-per-hour windstorm hit the city Thursday night. The Brewers losing last night's game 5-4. They were ahead in the fifth when Freddie Peralta gave up a three-run homer to Jeremy Peña. So the Astros have now won six in a row, four games out of first, as they try and climb to the top of their division and at the same time get some rest for some of their starters, Astros manager Joe Espada.
It's a long stretch of game. We're in the middle of 16 games in a row. We have Thursday off, then we're going to another 13, so I try to map out some days off for some of these guys. I talk to them ahead of schedule, but it's not easy, especially when we're playing well, but it's important for us to have these players healthy for the long haul to get to where we want to get to.
NFL former Packers tight end Robert Tonyan has signed with the Minnesota Vikings. Tonyan spent the last year with the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine 82. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 62. Sunshine at a high of 75 on your Sunday. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high near 79. Tuesday, more showers and storms and highs back to the upper 70s.
Right now, it's 55.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Toomey and Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who gives us an overview of summer weather and tells us how to deal with ticks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding in my head like yeah.
Uh-oh. I lost my camera. Hey, you're on This Week in Waukesha. Who would have thunk that yours truly, Don Brown, would play a Miley Cyrus song, Party in the USA, but the reason why, I mean, it's known I'm not a huge country fan, although I love Johnny Cash, Emmylou Harris, Alison Krauss, but that song by Miley Cyrus, my daughter's softball tournaments, before a lot of games, you know, the two teams size each other up, and you know, girls are as competitive as boys, maybe more, very, you know. They give each other the stink eye, and it gets kind of, you know, there's a lot of like tension, but then, you know, each team comes with their own speaker system and music. And on many occasions they play the same song and it's that song, maybe not as popular as it once was, but all of a sudden the two teams would be in a line dance in sync, doing the same steps, the same movements, having fun together. And it's just like, I kind of get teared up because it's, you know, they're having fun, and that's what the game's about, and that's what being outside in the summer's all about. And
camaraderie.
And the song itself is about a young girl that moves to a different town and doesn't know anybody, and then her favorite song comes on, and that's how she's and so, yeah, I just think that's always a wonderful moment because you think you're in a movie, a musical. It's like, there's no way this happens in real life. Like, you know, when's Zac Efron going to come on? And, I mean, you know, but it really happens, and it's a fun thing to see at a tournament where maybe the parents – get too serious about the competition, and sometimes the girls do. And we're going down to Kenosha, and we were down there last summer, and I saw a fight break out between two coaches, and it was awful. The police had to come, and so it's like, it's that spirit, seeing the girls do that. I know we have the boys of summer, the legendary Roger Kahn, but for me, it's the girls of summer, and it's great to see them competing out there and having fun at the same time. And that's what Mary Berg's mission is all about with Parks and Rec and the entire department led by Ron Grawl, that it's all about inclusion. And it's great to see more of these events and activities that have an inclusion design about it. Special events, Mary, tell us about it.
All right. Well, we have our traditional Buckner Fest. It's been held since 1923.
Wow.
At Buckner Park. We talked about Buckner Park earlier. It's a beautiful space with the pool, the pickleball courts, the field. Mm-hmm. But we really kick off summer there with a wonderful children's festival on June 8th. And it's just a short little festival from 10 to noon, but a lot of people in attendance, a lot of great information about summer, hands-on activities for kids. WPRF works with our library as well as many other community partners to provide that wonderful opportunity. And again, very traditional to Waukesha. It's held the second week in June every year. Again, since terrific. 1923.
Wow. Talk about tradition. Holy cow.
Yeah. We mentioned Tribute Tuesdays
earlier.
And just a reminder that our August and September concerts will be held at Frame Park.
In the amphitheater. Love it.
Monday night at the movies, we are showing movies at Cutler Park. So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Polar Express, because we're going to do Christmas in July, Wonka. So that'll be fun. So we have pre-movie activities for families to come out, and then we'll, of course, show the movie. Civic Band concerts, again, happy anniversary, 80 years of providing these wonderful opportunities within this community. So our first concert begins June 13th, and we have lots of great themes going on. We have Shall We Dance, Old Time Concerts in the Park, a Red, White, and Blue tribute, and a midwinter concert in July, again, to go along with that winter and July theme. But again, just a wonderful opportunity to gather out at Cutler Park. And then, of course, it wouldn't be summer without our Independence Day activities.
Yes.
Last year, the last 2 years, we've held our celebration on July 3rd and our fireworks at Lowell Park.
Great decision and just a great venue.
Correct. We were at the Expo. We were at Lowell for many, many years. That was our traditional site. We went to the Expo. We're back to Lowell. We had just a wonderful crowd last year. There's a band that plays prior to. We have a beer garden. We have food trucks. And I heard
those were wildly successful, even like overpopulated. You may need some more trucks, right?
This year, I believe we have,
that's a good
17,
problem.
We have 17 food trucks.
Wow.
So we've just,
well done.
We just couldn't have anticipated those great numbers last year. So we have a lot more. We'll have a lot more restroom facilities on site, as well as 17 food trucks. So lots of opportunity for family out on July 3rd. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, we have the Learn to Play Pickleball opportunity.
Terrific.
And then on July 4th, we have our 4th of July parade, our theme through the decades. Our traditional parade will kick off at 11 a.m. So,
terrific.
Again,
and if I could interject a good, you know, as many of us know, just a reminder, there will not be a Memorial Day parade next week for the first time in many years, but there will be other observances that I think are important for us to check out right there at the memorial. And then with the presentation at Cutler Park, that usually includes the mayor, county executive,
correct,
other people, and just a great way to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice,
right,
for our country.
Right. So that ceremony is incredibly
very
moving.
Touching. Yep.
Yes, there was a decision made by the Allied Vets just this year. It's becoming a little more challenged to walk.
They do
in
so
the
much. Yeah.
And
yep.
So, but they are moving forward with the ceremony.
Sure. Sure. So.
And then finally, we have our jazz in Cutler Park. You know, that was new last year, and we're continuing it again this year. So July 17th, the 24th, and the 31st at Cutler Park, we'll have jazz in the park. And I know we'll be taking a contract to the Park and Rec Board and to Council with our new brewery in town to provide service at
North Pillar, right?
North Pillar.
Fantastic.
So that hopefully will get approved at our Park and Rec Board and at Council, so they would be providing service out at the park for those for jazz in the park.
Mary Jane and I went back in March, had a really nice time there. And Mary Jane ran into an old friend from high school and her special friend out of Jefferson. And yeah, it was just
Right. So yeah, it's North Pillar is becoming discovered now in the Waukesha area. It's a place to meet and they have a food truck. And actually they will be at my son's bar in August. We'll have 16 different breweries.
Over at Growlers in Tosa.
Correct. And we'll have 16 different brewers there on August 24th.
Fantastic. Yeah, I still got a free drink card I need to use when I get over to...
let me know. We'll tip one together.
Yep. But also, North Pillar is kind of the common... that's where the council members go and other city staff after city council meetings, right?
I've run into them a couple times there.
So it's a good time to... It reminds me... 4th District Alderman Joe Piper will be my guest on June 22nd. It's his maiden voyage here with This Week in Waukesha. So looking forward to catching up with Joe. I mean, we've had candidates in the past. We've had other alders. Alicia Halvin-Sabins made herself very available. My successor in the 1st District, Mike Rezine, has been very accessible. And so it'd be good to have Joe on, especially with his vast experience. And I believe he still chairs the Finance Committee. So that'd be a good show to call in. For those of you who have questions about our tax structure and city's finances, which I have to say, it's been very strong the way the city's been run. So, but back with Mary Berg and Parks and Rec, what have we missed so far? Real quick, you mentioned.
Sure.
How many volunteers does Park? Like, this is amazing.
Yeah, we have over 1,700 unduplicated volunteers.
1,700.
And I was chatting with Mary during the break in regards to she has volunteered for our department, and we certainly appreciate everybody's service and couldn't provide the services we provide this community without our volunteers, our great employees.
Thank you.
So. We're so appreciative, Mary.
I know I talk about this a lot, but I volunteered, even though I was alderman, I still volunteered because it was really important to me, was the Vietnam Veterans Memorial moving wall. That was so well run from a volunteer management standpoint, and was really proud to be part of that effort.
We needed over 300 volunteers to make that happen.
And you did.
Particular event.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I'd like to also mention, Mary, that it's been a couple years, but there was a time when myself and a number of other small businesses in Waukesha, we got together and raised money for swim passes for the kids in the summer. We just know that the community needed it. And so any businesses, can they also do that?
Absolutely. That would just be a phone call to the department. You bring up a good point with our swim and park program. That particular program is specifically targeted towards, you know, children that really need no barriers with our swimming lesson. It's to be water safe within our community. Every child that participated in that program, it was for 6 to 12-year-olds. And again, we were really targeting our low to moderate income. And all the kids that took lessons last year through that program, again, 6 to 12, it were beginner level.
Wow.
So again, the importance of putting forward, we appreciate your support with that, to making sure there is no barriers for any child to participate, and especially making them water safe within our community. So I appreciate your efforts with that.
Thank you. And that's a lifelong skill that they'll have, that they'll never regret that they took that. Everybody in our family also has swimming lessons.
Yeah.
But we at one time used to donate bikes as well, because that's the only mode of transportation for the kids in the summer to get to the park.
Yeah. Good point. So in addition to lifeguards, there's other seasonal employment opportunities.
Right. We are looking for maintenance staff right now. We are looking for lifeguards. With our lifeguards, we will train them. And then with our maintenance staff, any amount, we're looking for people to work any amount of hours and different shifts. It could be on the weekend, it can be at night, it can be during the day. So we're really flexible. We're just looking for additional people to help support our parks. I just wanted to go back to the brewery, mentioning the breweries.
Yeah.
Obviously, we also support Raise Grain in addition to our new brewery in town. And we're appreciative for their service at our Tribute Tuesday concerts. So again,
they do a lot for the community, for sure.
They really do. So we're happy to have the new brewery, as well as Raise Grain.
Fantastic. That's terrific. And are there opportunities for other businesses other than
always
the breweries?
And I would say one of our big programs that we're putting forward, and the applications are closed at this time, but we have our Waukesha Unlocked program, in which we feature the entire community.
That's a great opportunity. WAUK is doing that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we have right now our lineup, we have 89 opportunities that we've put together over 2 days.
So
there's a lot of places sadly you won't get to them all.
Yeah.
But we have a mix of activities, and we certainly feature any business that wants to participate. We partner up with them, and it provides the opportunity to the community to learn more, feel that sense of pride and that sense of connection to the community.
Yeah, no, I think that's that is really amazing. And I have to, you mentioned this earlier, but I have to bring it up about the Civic Band.
Correct.
80th anniversary.
We're so fortunate to have these longstanding traditions
right
in our community.
Well attended. So that's so much great. So we have more to talk about as we wrap things up with Parks and Rec, and for the rest of this week in Waukesha, as we prepare for our good friend James Santel and Atticus, which will be joining us next, and a few other community announcements here and this week in Waukesha. Opening day for WAUK at the Farmers Market.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager of a brand new store in town called Big Deals. It's not a brick and mortar store, but rather an online marketplace. What makes this place so great is it's filled with gift certificates to local businesses in town. Shop local, buy local, and save money. That's our motto, Big Deals. It's kind of a big deal.
The WAUK Big Deals store is now open. Click the Big Deals tab at WAUKradio.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the buckle, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we may not have a boardwalk that I know of in the city of Waukesha. We do. Mary Burke says we do, thankfully. But this is still one of the great songs of summer. But where is it, Mary?
Fox River Sanctuary.
Fox River Sanctuary has a boardwalk. Can you go under the boardwalk?
You can't go under the boardwalk. You can go on the boardwalk.
You can go on it. So, but. Anyway, that is one of my favorite songs of summer by the Drifters. And again, it's been an honor having back Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager with the City of Waukesha's Park Rec and Forestry. And I notice here, if you haven't signed up for the City of Waukesha's newsletter, you should. I get a lot of my script from it, but big shout out for Fit in the Park with Zumba, which you mentioned. Yeah. First and third Monday of each month. From June through August, 6 to 7 p.m.
Show up.
So, and then a final shout out to sign up for your pool passes. The discount deadline is May. Now, it says here 31st, but I think
May 30th.
It's May 30th. So
Thursday, May 30th.
Yep. So we'll have to correct that with the city people.
Yeah.
Pools are scheduled open June 7th. So if you're not able to do anything else, starting June 7th, you can swim in the Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
So. What are some of your favorite? I know you'll probably be working a lot of these, and we
Absolutely.
See you on the 4th of July. What are your favorite events to work?
Oh, I like them all. I cannot pick one. I really enjoy
that's a good
them
problem.
All. It is a good problem. They're all so different, and it's just nice to connect with the community and see people out enjoying themselves. So
sure.
I like them all. I wish I could pick one, but I.
No, that's
they're
fair.
All great.
Sure, sure. Well, and we have so many parks, too.
Yes. And I think, as we had mentioned earlier, the Trail Challenge is a great way for all ages to get to know other places and spaces within the city. It's amazing when we did the Playground Challenge, how many people told me, I didn't know this park was there. I didn't know this playground was there. So it's a way of discovering other areas that you're not as familiar with in the community.
Yeah. So, like... we were going to have some call-ins from the farmer's market, but it's our first day there. And I got a text from Johnny, I believe, saying that the our booth is packed. There's a lot of people. They want to know how to download the Civic Media app. They want to learn more about some of the other programming. So really encouraging to see. And they did say, though, that it's while it is filling up at the farmer's market, there's still plenty of room to go and find some of your favorite items. And I always think of, too, the farmer's market is really not that far away from Woodfield Park.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just like.
It's beautiful. Then.
It really is. Yeah. And so I think there's so many parks you have to check out. And the Trail Challenge can help you visit different parks because they go through the park system.
Right. And it is for all ages. You're searching for that animal on the sign to identify and write on your passport. But it kind of keeps it fun and. Kind of keeps you on track to making sure you complete the 10. And like I had mentioned earlier, Waukesha Unlocks will culminate the Trail Challenge. Yeah. And then if you complete your passport, you while quantities last, you can get Nordic walking poles, and we'll run a little workshop session for you to
understand.
This
must be great for you using the Nordic poles.
It's great. It takes a walk to a full body workout. So it's really a great opportunity to participate and learn new things.
Good. Well, I hope to participate in that. And my wife, too, because we were looking for something new to do exercise-wise, and we both like to walk. And
that'd
be
great.
You know, we thought about hiking, but this would, you know.
I am going to get you a hat, too.
I can't wait. I appreciate that.
If you participate in the kickoff,
a hat and then a tour of Buckner.
A hat and a tour of Buckner is what I owe you.
I can't wait to see that. And, just to tell you how dedicated this park's at, when I first became alder, Ron Grawl, the director, had reached out, and he arranged this meeting, and we met at Buckner, and there must have been like five or six of the staff there, including yourself, giving me a walkthrough of what the big plans were for this park. And, you know, for a $13 million project, they pulled out all the stops to explain what they're doing, why they're doing, and why this is a great investment for Waukesha. And I was just blown away and really excited. I've seen it in pictures and in stories, but really looking forward to seeing it in person. And for those of you, I imagine everybody listening has been to Buckner Park, but if you haven't, you really owe it to yourself to spend a day there, especially on a beautiful day like today, after June 7th, when all the pools open. So, and I'm still partial to Horb because I, even though I'm in my 50s, I love doing the water slides.
They're both great.
That's a lot of fun. So in the 3 minutes we have left, Mary, any final comments, anything we've missed about Parks and Rec that our listeners should know?
I'm sure there's some things we missed because there's just so much. But
point taken.
I think I would encourage everybody to look through the activity guide. And
yes.
You mentioned it earlier, to put things on
the calendar. Your mailbox.
Put things on the calendar.
I was like Steve Martin in The Jerk, you know, when he couldn't arrive. Hey, everyone, the summer activity guide's here.
Oh,
screaming it across the street. Yep.
You know, we have them. If you didn't get them by mail, we have them available in our office. And just visit the website because all the information is on the city website.
Sure. You know, as a final point, I had an uncle that was a very highly regarded. He was our city attorney in the town where I grew up. And, you know, died in the wool Republican, believed in less government, you know, lower tax, all those things. But Parks and Rec, and he was very vocal about this, was perhaps the best use of our taxes at work, with the opportunities it provides to kids of all ages, 1 to 99 and beyond that, with the programming, the green space, being outdoors, that connectivity and that inclusion and building a more connected community. Mary, we're honored to have you and so many of your team here working for this city. I'm really glad you joined me. This is a great tradition, three years running.
Great.
I wish you all the best of success with this summer's programming and looking forward to seeing you at many of those events, including our own special tour of Buckner. Thank you for that. And looking forward to getting the hat, too. Okay. And for everyone else, enjoy this beautiful Saturday. Be sure to stop by the Farmer's Market. Stop by the WAUK booth. And remember, my guest next week, Memorial Day weekend, is Tyler Pudliner from Bobbleheads Bringing Us Together, who will be exhibiting at Friday Night Live the following week. We'll be there all summer with some great celebrities signing autographs, athletes, that is, pro wrestlers and all those things. And then Jessica Sosnowski, a musician, will be calling to talk about music at Friday Night Live. And I wish everybody how are we doing on time here, Maximilian? We're what does that mean? I got the letter C. You can just tell me.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. So, hey, I want everyone to remember good mental health is everyone's responsibility. Safety is everyone's responsibility. Atticus with James Santel is next. Thank you again. Go Ramila Mahagov and see ya.
See ya.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us as we look back on the news of the weekend and how the Willie Nelson concert was and your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.